There are 795 million people in the world that don't have enough food to lead an active, healthy life. Compare that to the 1.3 billion tons of food that is lost or wasted every year, and you soon realise that food waste is a huge global and environmental concern. Those facts come from the Real Junk Food Project. They've set up cafes around the UK to help reduce the amount of consumable food we throw away unnecessarily. Here's how they work. Supermarkets supply the Real Junk Food Project with food that is perfectly fine to eat but would have been thrown away. They then train volunteers to cook the food and people can get something to eat for a donation. These pay-as-you-feel cafes have popped up all around the UK. There's already a few in Leeds, but now there is one more. On Monday, I went to the opening of their new cafe in Woodhouse. Here's co-founder Evie to tell us some more.
Since the initiative that Adam Smith has created with the Real Junk Food Project, I myself have started looking in my fridge and seeing what I throw away personally, and I was quite shocked. So if you add each household in the country, that's a hell of a lot of food. And plus supermarkets that are overstocked, or at Christmas when they have all the Christmas puddings in and not everyone buys them, then all that food goes to landfill. And there's people starving, there's people in food poverty. So Adam created a way to intercept that food and make wonderful dishes, and also a really social atmosphere to bring the community together.
Over 1 million people used food banks last year, according to the Trussell Trust. Evie has personal experiences with food poverty.
It's not a nice place to be. I had to go to food banks and you feel so ashamed. And, it's you know, wanting to put back into society what people have given me. As a survivor of domestic abuse, I've had to ask for a lot of help, and I've received it. I'm one of the lucky ones. So doing this for me personally is giving back to the community that I now call home, Leeds. I'm not from Leeds originally, I'm from Birkenhead. And Leeds has embraced me, so I am embracing Leeds and giving it back some love.
Nicola is a workshop facilitator. She's hopeful the cafe will help those who, like her, often had to go hungry.
It's an invisible poverty. It's something that we don't know about. There's not enough research and data out there to give evidence of how many people are in that position where they have no food in the cupboards. So I think places like this, long term, I'd like to see more data and research and evidence that's there for social policy. A lot of people rely on the food banks, and only from experience of neighbours or perhaps what I see on the TV myself, you know, but even for people who can afford food, there's that dilemma of whether they heat or they eat, you know. So let's get more of these, you know, community cafes out there, and let's find out the real picture of what's happening to people.
Jess is a trained chef. She's involved in the project because she wants to help give everyone in Woodhouse access to a hot meal.
I hope that this will be an opportunity for a lot of people in the local community to hear more about the Junk Food Project, to find out what we're doing. And I think something like this opens a lot of doors for other like-minded people who have similar visions for us all to come together as a collective and make bigger things happen.
This cafe is about more than just serving food. It wants to invest back into the community and use food as a way to bring people together.
I've been asked if I can set up some kind of community workshop, cooking workshop. So my passion is food growing. So we've got land on this site. So we're hoping to work with other departments within the community centre to get a vegetable garden established. We've got our veg cuttings over here that we're going to create our own compost bin. And I'd perhaps like to kind of put together something like community cookbook for people. Because it's not just families. I mean, I'm really worried about single young men, because they're the ones who are perhaps the most impacted by welfare reforms. And so I'd like to kind of get that knowledge out there and perhaps meet more diverse members in our community so we can get a really diverse cookbook together.
The cafe is in Woodhouse Community Centre, which is less than 10 minutes away from uni. It's open on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, excluding bank holidays, from 11 until 2. The cafe runs on donations, so you don't need to have a lot of money to have a hot meal, and it's a great way to meet locals and help the planet.